the fatality rate for immigrant survivors is higher than U.S. citizens, and that is because of their lack of cultural competence in what is available to them when it comes to safety.
Amy Fleshour is director of Survivor Support Services at the International Institute. Each year, her department serves about 160 domestic violence survivors from 45 different countries. For women from other cultural backgrounds, they often don't realize their rights and support services available to them.
We talk about what is court, what is a judge, what role do police play here, which is often very different than some of the corruption and violence that they experience at the hands of law enforcement in their countries of origin.
The refugee and immigrant victims are walked through the process in obtaining court orders of protection or learning about child custody in criminal and family courts.
I remember very distinctly the look on one of the survivors' faces when she walked in and saw that a woman was a judge. Even that was really powerful to her. But I think that no matter if women stay in the relationship or not, I think being educated about their rights is just so important as an issue of human rights.
Some immigrants are exploited through human trafficking. The International Institute helps serve 60 to 75 survivors a year. They are often easy targets of trafficking recruiters.
The recruitment is happening in all different countries. Just last week, we worked with individuals who were survivors from Guatemala, Honduras, India, Burma, Iraq, Somalia, the Republic of Angola, Canada, Ethiopia, Congo, and actually 10 other countries. So this is just in 1 week, and that's really what we see as our niche.
They're already leaving some terrifying situations, horrific situations, and then they come here, and then they're victims again. It's
right.
Just a sad story.
It is, and I think it really emphasizes the need for our systems to be culturally competent, that we don't want to re-traumatize them. So whether we are the shelter system or public assistance system or the police or the courts, we want to make sure that these individuals who already have shown so much courage in coming to this country, that we are ready for them with proper interpreting, with proper language access, and with cultural competency to assist them in a way that they feel safe when they actually are able to make that decision to escape their situation and become self-sufficient in our community.
But providing these type of services that educate and assist to protect from domestic violence and human trafficking can be costly for the International Institute. Tomorrow night, the organization hosts its premier fundraising event, Buffalo Without Borders, at the Lafayette. It celebrates the city's diversity with food, entertainment, and items from many countries now represented in our region.
We need to raise money to make sure that we don't turn anybody away and that we also can spend the time out in the community educating people about what we do, about what their rights are.
International Institute Executive Director Eva Hassett. She notes her organization has provided help to the city's immigrant and refugee population for 96 years.
Life-saving, intimate, powerful service to amazing clients. I think every single one of the people that we serve is amazing in their own right, and we're so honored to be able to provide that support for them.
Hassett also stresses this population is very important to Buffalo.
Really diverse Buffalo is, I think, powerful Buffalo, and really is a great thing about our present and our future.
Are we a good accepting community when it comes to new people coming into our country?
I think by and large we are. I think that there are many, many, many Buffalonians who are working to be welcoming and helpful to our foreign-born neighbors. I think that we can always be better, and that's really our vision, is that as a community of institutions, of, you know, government and nonprofit and corporate institutions, that we can always improve our cultural competency. I think too, that we will, and you will see the International Institute working a little bit harder in this regard. We could be even better in terms of our relationships on the ground.
Hassett urges our community to appreciate the different races as a positive that's added to our lifelong learning experience. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.